In what's been termed a stunning development today, the Philadelphia Inquirer reports that an investigating grand jury has recommended criminal charges against Pennsylvania's top law enforcement official, Attorney General Kathleen Kane. This in connection with a leak of information about another grand jury investigation. WHYY senior reporter Dave Davies joins me to help sort this out. And Dave, Kathleen Kane has certainly been in the news a lot of late. What are these reported criminal charges about?
Well, right, Dave, you know, our listeners will probably remember that she has been involved in a ferocious war of words with some former prosecutors from the Attorney General's office, in particular a man named Frank Fina. Now, Kane was embarrassed by a story that she had killed a public corruption investigation. Fina had supervised one in which politicians were recorded taking cash. The current matter involves what you might call a payback story that appeared in June, which suggested that this prosecutor, Fina, had years before botched an investigation into the misuse of public funds by the head of the Philadelphia NAACP. That story about a 2009 investigation quoted confidential grand jury material, which Kane presumably had an interest in leaking to the media. Thus, the current investigation, and now the Inquirer report that she is charged with criminal conduct. I spoke to George Perry. He's an attorney and former state prosecutor. He says most troubling is the accusation that Kane could have committed perjury.
Apparently, she appeared before the grand jury and testified, and the determination was made that she did not tell the truth in her sworn testimony.
Dave, I will add that I did get a statement from Kane's special attorney in this matter, Lanny Davis, who says Kane told the truth to the grand jury at all times.
Now, Dave, to be clear, these are grand jury recommendations rather than charges. And what does it mean and what happens next?
Yeah, this is an unusual situation. You know, normally, a grand jury's findings result in immediate charges. In this case, a special prosecutor was appointed by the state Supreme Court to conduct the investigation but not do the prosecution. So what happens now is the report goes to the district attorney of Montgomery County, Risa Vetri Furman. She will presumably take some time to review the evidence and figure out how to proceed.
And once she figures out how to proceed, if the state attorney general is charged with a crime, then what?
Well, yeah, good question. You know, and I have to say, Dave, this is not unprecedented, unfortunately. In the 90s, you'll remember State Attorney General Ernie Priate was caught in a federal investigation of video poker operators who were throwing money around to politicians. He pled guilty and had to forfeit the office. I asked George Perry if he thinks Kane could stay in office if she's charged with perjury.
I don't see how. I mean, but look, she was elected, and unless somebody wants to impeach her and remove her from office, I guess she could stay on until the end of her term. I don't believe she could be at all effective.
Yeah, the impeachment would come from the state legislature. If she were to leave office for any reason, a new attorney general would be appointed by the next governor, presumably Tom Wolf, if it happens after next Wednesday. That nominee would then be subject to confirmation by a two-thirds vote of the state Senate.
Dave, we have a moment left. Did Kathleen Kane's attorneys have anything else to say?
Well, in their statement, they did insist again that she's done nothing wrong or illegal, and they said the Inquirer story itself is the result of a potentially criminal leak of grand jury information, and maybe that ought to be investigated.
Thanks, Dave.
Thank you.